Lifestyle.
Just coming up to 2:15 on the Lifestyle Show on TRE Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world, including Mallorca. Our next guest is here as part of a team of volunteers called Street Angels, and they are in Mallorca. To tell us exactly what they do, please welcome to the show Cameron Springthorpe. Thank you for joining us, Cameron.
Good afternoon. Hello.
Now, you are indeed in Mallorca. You're based in Magaluf?
That's right. Yes, we are. We started last year in Santa Ponsa, and now we're moving to Magaluf.
Excellent. And what exactly do Street Angels do?
Basically, our desire is just to help vulnerable people on the streets. So whatever that looks like, that's what we do. We tend to go out in the morning between 4 o'clock in the morning and 8 o'clock, that kind of time, because that's when we found there was the most need. And we're basically picking up the pieces from the night before, so helping people that have had their drinks spiked or people that are just vulnerable in any way. And there's a lot of them.
I'm sure there are, yeah. Particularly at weekends, I would have thought.
Yes, we started on Saturday and Sunday mornings, so that's Friday and Saturday evenings. And then for this year, we're hoping to do Friday, Saturdays and Sundays. And if we can get enough volunteers, then, of course, we'd like to do as much as possible. So.
And you're all volunteers, are you?
We are, yes. We've got a great team of about 25 at the moment, and we've just got some new volunteers coming in at the moment. And we're still looking for more. We were hoping to double the amount of volunteers for the move to Magaluf.
Yeah, the more the better, I would have thought. Do people have to have experience, any sort of first aid experience or anything like that?
No, they don't, because we have training sessions, which will be starting next month. And we've got a series of training that we give, which is based on our experience from last year and what we learned before. And then we have first aid training. We have a guy from Salvat in the UK who's coming out to train us in personal safety and conflict resolution. And the Guardia Civil are also sending one of their officers down to teach us in how to best liaise with them and work with them.
And have you noticed any reduction in antisocial behaviour and crime since you started doing this?
It's hard for us to measure because obviously we didn't have the ball, baseline originally. But certainly last year we helped a lot of people. I mean, in Santa Ponsa, which is a lot smaller in every way, a lot smaller than Magaluf, we still were able to help 130 people that were vulnerable in some way. And that ranged from helping people on the beach who'd had stuff stolen or helping people find their hotels when they had forgotten where they were staying and certainly didn't know where it was.
Absolutely, yeah.
And we know that we've been helping a lot of people, and we always say that if we go out of an evening and we can help one person and stop one person from being victim of a crime or worse, then, that makes it worthwhile. And we've seen that more than that every time we go out, so...
Is it ever dangerous for the volunteers? I mean, if people are a little bit inebriated, they might get a bit sort of shirty if someone is actually trying to help them. But, you know, can it be dangerous?
Sure. We haven't found it to be at all. We've been so well received. And because it's very obvious who we are, we've got bright high-vis yellow vests on which say Street Angels on the back in big letters. And they recognise the concept from the UK, because in the UK it's already in over 120 cities. So most of the people know who it is and they know why we're there anyway. And it's just been very well received. We've not actually had any violence towards us as volunteers at all.
Good.
And yeah, quite the opposite, really.
Well, it'd be awful. You're trying to help them. It'd be awful if they turned on you, wouldn't it? It wouldn't be very fair. So if somebody wants to join and be a volunteer, at the moment, I know you said you're in Magaluf, but what do people do? Do they contact you?
Yes, and we'd very much like them to. Our website is streetangels.es for Spain, and we have our Facebook group as well, Street Angels Spain. So either way there is the best way to get in touch with me and the rest of the team, and we'd very much like to have them get in touch and have them join us. Yeah, as I say, all the training is provided. We're doing that next month, and it's quite special to be part of something that's just making such a difference, and you really feel like you're getting out there and doing something as opposed to just talking about the problems, which is what prompted us initially to start it.
very rewarding, I should imagine. Do you think it'll come over here to mainland Spain?
Well, we certainly hope so. Yeah, the way that it's been duplicated and replicated in the UK has obviously allowed it to have so much greater impact. And, yeah, I mean, we're just a small group here, but everything that we do, we've very much done with the intention that it can be copied and used elsewhere in terms of our paperwork and the way that we're liaising with the police and the Guardia Civil, that kind of thing. So yeah, we really hope it will be duplicated. It's a great way. I mean, we're all Christians. Most of us are Christians from local churches in the area.
Mm.
Although the volunteers don't have to be Christian, and we have got some people that aren't. But that's generally what drives us and motivates us to do it. Is our faith. And yeah, it's just great for people to see that really, you know, this is the church going out to where the people are instead of expecting people to come into the church.
Great. Sounds like you're doing a fantastic job. I'll just give your website out again. It's all the W's, streetangels.es, or the Facebook page, which is Street Angels Spain. Well done on such a good job, and lovely to talk to you. Cameron Springthorpe.
A pleasure.
Thank you. Bye-bye.